The Language of Breath. Discover better emotional and physical health through breathing and self-awareness with 20 Holistic Breathwork Practices by Jesse Coomer. Narrated by Brad Grusnick. Published by North Atlantic Books. Forward. Brian McKenzie. Breathing is the most fundamental aspect of nature, and therefore, human nature. After all, we are nature. I have found nothing else to be more precise or closer to the truth. When I do, I will make sure to share that. I found out all this through human performance. My background in human performance came from sport and a deep connection to water, namely, the ocean. I began teaching and coaching professionally in early 2000, getting a deeper understanding of human movement through running mechanics, endurance performance, altitude training, adaptive physical education, and working as a physical therapy assistant. Around 2004, I began implementing Ashtanga yoga into my weekly training routine to offset the rigors of my training ideas around endurance. I was introduced to breath control and its application to movement, but I would largely ignore this fundamental aspect of movement with breathing for some time. By 2007, I had studied and had a pretty good grasp on strength and conditioning, something I had successfully implemented into endurance work. Most of my career revolved around applying physical stressors and movement principles. One would think that I missed the opportunity to realize how breathing could have played a role in everything, but that would be incorrect, as I have come to understand. It was always there. But back then, I was in no way capable of understanding what I do now. Nonetheless, my pivot to breathing came via a resistance breathing device. I laughed at the claim that it could change altitude or pressure enough to do anything for low oxygen adaptations, but I put it on anyway. In doing so, I learned that the pressure this mask provided changed much more than I understood, maybe not oxygen levels. This moment, and I remember it vividly, changed everything in my career and my life, and I knew it at that moment. I began playing with and testing many ideas quickly, some bizarre, some rational. Others took time. However, the more I experimented, the more I learned. And the more I learned, the more books I continued to read on physiology and biology surrounding the respiratory system, metabolism, and ultimately the nervous system. I met Jesse Coomer when I was teaching at a breath seminar in Los Angeles. Looking back, the seminar was too narrowly focused on just one way of thinking about breath. I'm not going to lie, it felt a little culty. What is most interesting about our meeting is that since then, we have both explored this breathing thing far more profoundly than that weekend could have ever provided. However, were it not for that weekend, neither of us would be where we are. And I certainly would not be here to tell you about the importance of this book. If I had not done the work that breathing led me to, I'd probably be jealous. This is practically the book I envisioned myself writing on breathing and its impact on us. So, this is all to say, Jesse Coomer has done his homework. And even more apparent is that he has done the work. And I want to be clear that I am delighted he has done it. Today, what exists in the ecosystem of this space surrounding breath and meditation could be compared to the nutrition space. Think of it like this. Most people are teaching and participating in fast food-like remedies to meet caloric needs and quick fixes. This is much like what you will find in the clickbait articles online about breathwork. Just one simple trick to eliminate stress. Some are aware they will probably need to eat real food, but cling to ideologies like paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or low carb, carving out space to do a particular method. In the breathwork space, this is much like those who espouse a single school of breathwork, or who have a cult-like devotion to one specific technique. Then there begins to be a separation for a select few, where the science gets meaningful but remains a little ideological, doing only what research states, never exploring the edges or what works for individuals. We see this rigidness in breath all the time as well. On the far end of nutrition, and any work involving biology, is biochemistry, and the art of interpreting the individual and what foods may work, may not work, could be causing problems or not. The exciting thing about biochemistry is that breath influences and responds to it 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, 365 days per year. This is where academia, science, understanding, and practice begin to converge, and teaching and learning become an art form. What lies ahead in this manual is a path to understanding how to navigate, how you operate, and how to use the most potent tool and lever we have for understanding some of our most profound truths. As you are about to hear, breathing is the most fundamental part of our being, as it is intimately tied to cellular respiration and the most critical aspect of all life, energy. If we stop producing energy effectively, which is quite a rabbit hole, we begin to experience aging and disease at accelerated rates. The oversimplified version of this is that cellular respiration is far more than just moving energy, as it produces and manages proteins and nucleotides responsible for the very building blocks of life, of our lives. When the flux of energy peters out, we die. We must transfer energy effectively, as everything in this universe requires it, and we are as much a part of that process as everything else. We are simply subject to the human version of that. Our minds are restless. We have isolated ourselves, and we are not doing well. We are ill. The language of breath offers guidance for meeting yourself for the first time. This is an opportunity to see how the pipes are getting clogged and how to understand your health. Jesse has masterfully outlined this process, along with our nervous system and the relationship to carbon dioxide, oxygen's greatest asset. He understands that stress is killing us and that our physiology is communicating to us to take action. I was someone who had no idea what he was getting into so many years ago with this breathing thing, but I knew it would lead me to something revolutionary. It did. The very things that the language of breath details. I do not hope you find what I have found here, nor do I hope you find what Jesse has. Instead, I would love for you to find yourself and how powerful you are with this book as your guide. Introduction. The Modern Human Condition. A common joke in offices and libraries around the United States is, it is okay to talk to yourself, just as long as you don't answer back. It is normally said after someone apologizes for talking to themselves out loud, which can be a bit confusing in an office full of people. This joke is usually made by the same person who says things like, you won't get far without those, when someone forgets their keys, or, is it hot enough for you, in the summer. The reality is that we are all engaged in one form of self-talk or another, whether we are speaking out loud or not. This book is dedicated to deciphering a form of self-talk that most of us don't realize we are doing, a constant stream of communication that affects everything from our mood to our blood pressure to our ability to laugh politely when someone makes a worn-out joke at the office. In the 21st century, there has never been a greater need to be aware of this inner communication, a quality of being human that we are only just now becoming aware of. The human condition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?